says it's helping people to depart the Al Shifa safely, while Hamas claims the IDF ordered the area to be cleared out within an hour. In the south, more leaflets have been dropped warning Palestinians to leave Khan Yunis to avoid the conflict. Mohammed Gal Aini has been visiting his family there.
Israelis and Palestinians will agree that we all just want to live with peace and dignity and human rights. Israel has a clear choice in terms of being able to take another road and go towards peace rather than the wholesale destruction of Palestinian society.
SpaceX says it lost contact with its Starship rocket 8 minutes after liftoff. It's the company's second test launch after the first attempt exploded after takeoff in April. Jeremy Hunt suggested there's a chance to lower taxes in his autumn statement next week. The Chancellor's told The Telegraph that the economy's turned a corner after recent figures showed inflation had halved over the year. But he says the priority for Wednesday's announcement is helping firms. Mr. Hunt says tough choices are needed.
One thing I want to be very clear about, there's no easy way to reduce the tax burden. What we need to do is to take difficult decisions to reform the welfare state.
A pensioner and three other men have been remanded into custody after appearing in court charged with the murder of a 17-year-old boy. Simrajit Singh Nangpol was found with stab wounds in Southall, West London. Sports and Wales have boosted their chances of keeping Euro 2024 qualification in their own hands. They're level at 1-1 going into the second half in Armenia, while Page's side have been helped by an own goal in stoppage time just before the break. And Scotland have been given a boost ahead of tomorrow's qualifier with Norway, as Erling Haaland has pulled out of the visitors' squad. The Manchester City striker has an ankle injury. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hey, how you doing? It's 2 minutes past three. Thanks, as always, to Spencer for an excellent weekend wide up show. For the next 3 hours, I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. Good afternoon to you.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's been a mild day for the time of year, but a thoroughly grey and miserable one. It's been cloudy and wet most of the day. Most of the rain, though, was in the morning. It's been a bit drier this afternoon. Still at the odd whisk of showers, though. Maximum temperature for the rest of the afternoon, 14 degrees Celsius. Tonight we'll see further blustery showers through the evening and overnight. Some of the showers will be heavy at times. Staying mild, though, overnight temperature 10 degrees Celsius. Sunday is not going to be a lot better by the looks of things. Often cloudy, scattered heavy showers are forecast, and they may result in longer spells of rain. Might be the odd bright interlude, but it's staying mild with brisk winds. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 13 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Oh, what's he gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me, oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
Get down on it. By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it,
come on and
get down on
if
it.
If you really want it,
get down on it.
You gotta
it if you really don't want to dance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it.
Dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-doo.
Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on then. If you really want it,
get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on
get
it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down. Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get down. Get on it.
Get down on it.
How you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, baby. How you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Listen, baby, you know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah, you show it. Oh, when you move, 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 you know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah, you show it. As you move across the floor,
get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on
if
it.
If you really want it,
get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on
get
it.
Down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in. Baby,
get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on
if you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
On it. Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing.
Get down on
get
it.
Get down on it.
That track in honor of George Funky Brown, who was one of the founders of Kool & the Gang, who has sadly left us at the age of 74. The post-match warm down later in the show will be three more Kool & the Gang tracks in a row. So welcome into Phoenix Sport on this Saturday, the 18th of November 2023. First of all, in football, it's an international weekend, so no Premier League or EFL Championship football this afternoon. There's a number of Euro qualifiers, including Wales away to Armenia. If they win that, they're one win away from automatic qualification for next summer's tournament, so we'll keep an eye on that. Just two games in EFL League One, but all but three in EFL League Two are on, and plenty of non-league action to report as well, including a featured match. Jack Patmore is down at New Lodge for us for the second round proper FA Trophy tie between Billericay Town, the Isthmian Premier League, and Tamworth, who currently top the National League North. He'll have reports for us at half-time and full-time. In rugby union, we'll be looking at the English Premiership, a couple of games last night and a couple this afternoon as well. It's a local derby weekend. I'll also have a roundup of the local rugby results as well. In racing, a big afternoon at Cheltenham where it's the Paddy Power Gold Cup meeting. Also, meetings this afternoon at Wetherby, Lingfield and Uxeter, and there's an evening one at Wolverhampton. We'll also be looking at F1 ahead to the first ever Las Vegas Grand Prix, which has seen some rather farcical scenes in Praxis, but more of that later. I'll also squeeze in the Sporting Anniversaries feature. So keep it here between now and 6, and it's live. So, concentrating on the afternoon's football, first of all, as I say, Wales have a big gap match in Group D this afternoon. They're playing away to Armenia, and it's into 4 minutes into, or 5 minutes into the second half. And it's currently Armenia 1, Wales 1. Zelarayan gave Armenia the lead after only 5 minutes, but in first half stoppage time there was an own goal by Tiknizijan. I think that's how you pronounce it anyway. So it's currently one apiece in that one. Last night, England, who've already qualified, of course, beat Malta 2-0 in Group C, thanks to an own goal from Pepe after 8 minutes and second from Harry Kane 15 minutes from time. It was quite an underwhelming affair, and I think quite a bit of criticism, but you know, does it really matter in the whole scheme of things? They're assured of qualification anyway. They now travel to North Macedonia, who they will face on Monday night. Elsewhere today, there was an early kickoff in the one match today in the FA Women's Super League. All the rest are taking place tomorrow. Chelsea women facing Liverpool women, and it was Emma Hayes' first Chelsea home match since announcing her decision to leave the club during the week. And her players have done her really proud this afternoon. They are currently winning by 5-1 with around about 9 or 10 minutes remaining. And Lauren James, England international, has scored a hat-trick in that match. The other goals have come from Aggie Beaver-Jones and Sioke Nusken. And Liverpool, they did actually equalise thanks to an own goal from Jess Carter early on after James had given them the lead a couple of minutes previously. But Chelsea women in full command in that match. So on to the EFL. As I say, due to internationals, there are only international call-ups, that is. There are only two matches in Skybet League One this afternoon. Blackpool versus Shrewsbury and Stevenage versus Lincoln. Both of those are currently goalless, but all but three matches have gone ahead in League Two today. There was an early kickoff at Meadow Lane where high-flying Notts County faced Bradford City, and the home side won by 4-2. So Bradford City's new manager, Graham Alexander, still without a win since he took charge at Valley Parade. Veteran former Ipswich Town and Sheffield United striker David McGoldrick gave Notts the lead in only the fifth minute. John Bostock made it 2-0 after 36. And Macaulay Longstaff and Dan Crowley scored late in the first half to put the home side in a very comfortable position going into the break. Bradford City fought back in the second half. Alex Gilliard on 57 and Jamie Walker on 75 scored for the Bantams, but the home side held out to claim a 4-2 victory. The other matches in League 2 this afternoon include Colchester United, who are away to league leaders Stockport County. Tough task for them, but the U's appointed Matthew Etherington as head coach on a permanent basis this week after he did a very good job on in an interim capacity following Ben Garner's departure. During that period, the U's picked up 10 points from a possible 12, and that improvement in form has seen them rise rise to 16th place. There are currently no goals at Edgeley Park. All the other matches in League Two are goalless, apart from the one at Field Mill, where Mansfield Town have taken an early lead at home to Stockport County. Davis Kayla Dunn, the scorer for the Stags in only the fourth minute. Meanwhile, in the National League, Dagenham and Redbridge, whose form so far this season has been somewhat indifferent, they will be hoping for a good result this afternoon away to struggling Kidderminster Harriers, who are currently bottom of the table. It's 0-0 currently at Abra, and a big, big game for Southend United, who apparently were expecting their biggest crowd of the season at Roots Hall this afternoon. They are currently playing at Chesterfield. The league leaders beat 91s all season, 5 points clear at the top of the league, and early doors in that match, it's currently goalless. There's been a handful of other goals in the National League so far. It's Eastleigh 1, Altrincham 0. Great start for Oxford City away to Ebbsfleet. Oxford have gone 2-0 up in that one. And Hartlepool have gone into a 1-0 lead away at York City. Jake Hasty, or Hasty, not sure how you pronounce that, scored in the 6th minute for Pools. And it's the second round proper of the FA Trophy this afternoon, where we have a featured match with Billericay Town of the Isthmian Premier League taking on Tamworth at New Lodge, who currently top the National League North, albeit only on goal difference. Jack Patmore's down there reporting for us, and we'll be hearing from him at half-time and full-time. He's currently goalless in that tie. Other ties involve Aveley, who are hosting St Ives Town of the Southern League Premier Division Central. It is currently goalless down at Parkside. Braintree Town of the National League South have travelled to Gloucester City, who are currently bottom of the National League North. It's currently goalless in that tie. And Chelmsford City have travelled to Leicestershire, where they're playing Harborough Town, who play in the Northern Premier League Division 1 Midlands. And a great start for the Clarets. Callum Jones has given Robbie Simpson's side the lead from the penalty spot in only the 7th minute there. So it's Harborough 0, Chelmsford 1. Tough time for Redbridge, who are one of the lowest ranked sides left in the competition. They have, Redbridge from the Isthmian North have travelled to National League Hereford, who are currently in 10th place in that league. It is currently goalless at Edgar Street. Moving on to the Isthmian Premier League, just a couple of our local sides in action this afternoon. Leaders Hallchurch, 11 points clear now and still unbeaten. They are playing Potters Bar Town at Bridge Avenue this afternoon. No goals in that one so far. Also in action this afternoon, Canvey Island are at home to Cheshire, a side who were beaten 6-0 by Hallchurch last week. And it's currently goalless down at Park Lane. A number of our local sides are in action in the Isthmian North, although there have been some postponements as well. Brentwood Town are at Grays Athletic this afternoon. Basildon United in fine form now at home to Goulston. And Brightling Sea Region are hosting Ipswich Wanderers. All of those matches are currently goalless. There's been one goal so far at the Maldon Stadium, where Maldon Tiptree have taken an early lead at home to Bury Town. Lewis Britton after 30 minutes for the Jammers. The games between Lowestoft Town leaders and Witham Town, and Walthamstow's match against Stowmarket Town, and also Roxford versus New Salamis, they have been postponed. In the Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey have travelled to Biggleswade Town this afternoon, hoping to continue their fine form. But it's I've not actually got a scoreline from that match at the moment, so I'll keep an eye out for that. Canvey Island, I can tell you, have just gone behind against Cheshire in the 19th minute. And we will also have the results from the Essex Senior League Stansted's match in the Spartan South Midlands Premier Division Cup. Thurlow Nunn Division 1 South and North as well. But it's about time I took a short break.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a Jumpers or Jim Jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London, reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
So what I was to tell you about in the football with the time at 21 minutes past 3. In League 2, it's Sutton United 0 Tranmere Rovers 1. Sutton's been Goodliffe put the ball in his own net in the 17th minute to give Tranmere the lead. In the National League, Hartlepool have doubled their lead at York City. Tom Crawford scoring Paul's second in the 16th minute. And in one of only two matches in League One this afternoon, it is currently Blackpool 1, Shrewsbury 0. Blackpool won a penalty in the 19th minute and Jordan Rhodes converted that to give the Tangerines the lead. In the Eastbourne North, Brighton Sea Region have got a goal behind in the 23rd minute against Ipswich Wanderers. I'm going to turn our attention to racing at the moment. Big meeting at Cheltenham, as I mentioned earlier this afternoon, where the Paddy Power Gold Cup has taken place. That was a 220. I can bring you the result of that now. And the winner was number 2, Stage Star, the 4-1 favourite. Second was number 5, Not Long Till May, priced at 7-1. And third was number 8, El Ritodo. I'll start again without doing the city accent. Il Ridotto, priced at 12-1. A total of 14 runners in that race. Just running through the races that have taken place since then. 2.29, Weatherby was won by number 2, Favour and Fortune, the 2-5 favourite. Second was number 4, Bertie's Ballet, priced at 9-1. And third was number 5, Delgani Bobby Blue, priced at 25-1. 7 ran. 2.36 at Lingfield. First was number 3, Blue Trail, priced at 4-1. Second was number 6, Tyrion C, priced at 6-1. And third was number 4, Forest of Dean, priced at 12-1. 7 ran. Number 1, Regal Reality, was the 5-2 favourite, but ended up finishing 4th. 2.47 at Uttoxeter. First was number 4, Gran Dordieres, the 5-4 favourite. Second was number 1, Sizing Potsy, priced at 100-30. And third was number 5, Polyphonic, priced at 5-1. 5 runners in that one. 2.55 at Cheltenham. This was won by number 1, Buddy 1, the 9-4 favourite. Second was number 14, the newest one, priced at 16-1. And third was number 2, Chantry House, priced at 17-2. A total of 15 runners in that race. 3.04 at Weatherby. First was number 1, Richmond Lake, 7-4 favourite. Second was number 3, Punta del Este, priced at 11-4. And third was number 4, Start in Front, priced at 4-1. And 4 ran in that race. And finally, for now, the 3.11 at Lingfield. First was number 6, Wyndham Twee, priced at 3-1. Second was number 2, Kinter, priced at 22 to 1, and third was number 3, Exalted Angel, priced at 14 to 1. There were a total of 10 runners in that race. Number 4, Mischief Magic, was the 7-4 favourite, but ended up finishing in 5th place. The time is 25 minutes past 3.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So, taking a look at what's happening on the roads across our area. Brentwood is looking okay this afternoon. I didn't see any problems when I was driving in either. Billericay is a bit busy though. Northbound on High Street between Southend Road and Noisy Road. There's a few things to be aware of slightly further afield. If you're on EM11 this afternoon heading towards London, there is slow moving traffic currently between Junction 5 for Loughton and Junction 4 for the North Circular. Thundersley, it's currently busy northbound on Rayleigh Road between Dawes Heath Road and the Rayleigh Weir Interchange. That's the junction for the A127. Harlow's busy on First Avenue between London Road and Valisi Avenue, and also on Edinburgh Way between London Road and Howard Way. Epping High Street busy in both directions from Stonehearts Hill to Station Road. Crown Hill and the High Street northbound in Rayleigh are both currently busy. Also in Witham this afternoon, slow moving traffic on Cressing Road and Braintree Road on the approach to the Big Stones roundabout. Usual hotspots in Chelmsford on a Saturday afternoon. New London Road is slow between Whittle Road and the Miami roundabout. Victoria Road slow between Springfield Road and New Street. Springfield Road northbound is busy between Highbridge Road and Victoria Road. Rectory Lane is busy eastbound on New Street and southbound on New Street from Parkway to Victoria Road. And some of the approaches to the Army and Navy are currently busy. Van Diemen's Road, Parkway East and Baddow Road are all running rather slowly at the moment. And down in the South End area, it's been a bit slow on Victoria Avenue this afternoon between Cuckoo Corner and the junction for West Street and East Street, although some of that will have been people heading to Route 4 for Southend United versus Chesterfield, so that may have now eased off slightly, but I'll keep an eye on that. On the trains, meanwhile, there are delays due to construction work at New Beauty Park Station in North Chelmsford. The main line on Greater Anglia is closed between Whittam and Shenfield all day today and tomorrow. Train services from Norwich, Ipswich, Clacton, Colchester and Braintree are terminating at Whittam, with bus replacement buses going forward to Billericay. Connecting train services are in operation though between Billericay and Liverpool Street, and they are also serving Shenfield and Stratford. C2C this weekend, there are some engineering works between Barking and Pitsey via Langdon, and also between Barking and Ockenden. Check on those before you travel. The Elizabeth Line and London Overground and also the DLR all looking good though. London Underground is also looking okay, so no issues on TfL at the moment. Oh, I was one, I forgot about DLR, actually, sorry about that. All weekend there's no service between Bank, Tower Gateway, Stratford and Lewisham and Canning Town. Replacement buses are in operation. I'll have another update around 1 hour from now. Getting back to the football, because quite a few more goals have gone in, I've noticed. Gillingham 1, Salford City 0 in League 2. Conor Mahoney to score for the Gills after 22 minutes. In the National League, Eastleigh have doubled their lead against Altrincham. They are now winning by 2-0. No, they're not. That's just come up. I think they had one disallowed there. Swindon have taken the lead at Harrogate and lead to Jake Young after 25 minutes. In the National League, it's Dorking Wanderers 1, Boreham Wood 0. Brighton Sea Region have now equalised against Ipswich Wanderers in the National League, where Kojo Penteng has scored just before the half hour. In the National League, it's Solihull Moors 0, Maidenhead United 1. classic from 1979. Now this is Nick Lowe and Cool to Be Kind. Minutes to four on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Brentwood, a bit of a Kiss, Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. Good to have you along. And in the National League, it's bad news for Southend United fans. They've got a goal behind at home to the league leaders, Chesterfield, and it looks like Will Griggs on fire once again. He has put Paul Cook's side ahead on 27 minutes down at Roots Hall. So in the FA Women's Super League, the only match taking place today, it has finished Chelsea 5, Liverpool 1. And just to have a look at the league table, that leaves Chelsea 6 points clear at the top of the table, along with third place Manchester United. They're the only unbeaten side still in the league. 19 points from their opening seven games. Arsenal in second, who have played six, are on 13. And Manchester United, as I say, in third. They are on 12. Tottenham in fourth, and Liverpool in fifth after that. I'll have a little preview of tomorrow's fixtures in the WSL a bit later on towards the end of the programme. Meanwhile, just going to turn our attention to rugby union, where there were a couple of games in the English Premiership last week, and Sale back on top of the table after beating Newcastle Falcons by 40 points to 22. It's been a tough season for Newcastle so far, bottom of the table without a win. The only side in the top flight yet to win this season, but that gave Sale a fifth victory in six matches. Newcastle made a spirited second half comeback after they were trailing by 26 points to 10 at half time. But Sale were apparently superb in the second half, and they went on to win. The other game was, I suppose you call it, the Avon Derby last night, where Bath took on their local rivals at Bristol. And a very close affair saw Bath edge out their neighbours by 20 points to 19. So this afternoon, Leicester Tigers are playing Northampton Saints. That started at 3:05 at All East Midlands affair, and Leicester, I can tell you, are currently winning by 6 points to 3. The other fixture today is Harlequins versus Saracens, and that's at 5:30. So Sale top the English Premiership on 23 points. And Bath in second on 21, followed by Harlequins in third on 90 points. At the other end, as I say, Newcastle Falcons yet to register a victory this season, and they just have the 3 points so far. Just getting back to football, and there has been another goal in one of only two EFL League One matches taking place this afternoon. That's at Bloomfield Road, where Blackpool are playing Shrewsbury Town, and the Tangerines have now doubled their lead. Jake Beasley, after 33 minutes, has made it 2-0 to them. One more racing result I've got for you comes from the 3:22 at Uttoxeter. First was number one, James Jett, priced at 5-1. Second was number six, Hyrico, priced at 15-2. And third was number seven, Richardson, priced at 4-1. Seven ran number two, Awesome Foursome, that was the 5-4 favourite, but wasn't that awesome, because you only managed to finish in sixth place.
I heard there's a song that God only knows, and it's keeping me dancing. Why the lows that set me up with all these souls, and I watch them fall like dominoes. Too long I've been on my feet, need more time, but it don't come cheap. Someday I'll be on my knees, and I pray my heart don't miss a beat. But here I am, and I feel that rhythm. It's the lifeline that I've been given. All these colors in my head, and I ask myself, is it over? But I won't care much, cause I've seen it all. But here I am, and I feel that rhythm. It's the lifeline that I've been given. All these colors in my head, and I ask myself, is it over yet? Is it over yet? Is it over yet? Is it over yet?
Thank you.
There we go. It's James Blunt and Beside You. There has been a few more goals in the football, and Redbridge, I can tell you, have taken the lead in their FA Trophy second round tie at Hereford, which looks a really tough task for them on paper, playing a side two levels above them, coming in 10th place in the National League North, Hereford, Redbridge in the Isthmian North. But James Barlow has given the motormen the lead 5 minutes before half time. Absolutely superb stuff. Isthmian Premier League, Canvey Island have equalised at home to Cheshire. They won a penalty 5 minutes before the break and has been converted for the goals by Connor Hubble. There's been a couple of goals in League 2 as well. Forest Green Rovers won Grimsby Town. Neil Carl McAllister has given Forest Green the lead in that game on 37 minutes from the penalty spot. Billericay Town have gone in front against Tamworth in the FA Trophy. Alfie Cerulli 6 minutes before half time. So the Isthmian Premier League side 1-0 up against the National League North leaders. We'll be hearing from Jack all about that at half time. And the other goal in League 2, which I was going to mention, has come at Priestfield. Gilliam took a 22nd minute lead through Conor Maholi, but Matt Smith has now equalised for Salford on 37 minutes, so it's one apiece there. In the National League, there has been a goal in the match between Rochdale and Aldershot Town. It's gone to the visitors, Rochdale, for whom Jack Barham has scored after 38 minutes. Now we're going to do this feature. Sporting Anniversary is a regular feature in which we look back at momentous sporting events this week or this day in years gone by. First off, we go back 3 years to the 15th of November 2020, when Lewis Hamilton clinched a fourth straight and record-equalling seventh F1 World Drivers' Championship for Mercedes by winning the Turkish Grand Prix at the Intercity Istanbul Park in Tuzla. Go back 7 years next to the 20th of November 2016, and in tennis, Britain's Andy Murray achieved the first season-ending ATP World Tour Finals title with a 6-3, 6-4 win in London over five-time defending champion Novak Djokovic. In football, meanwhile, 4 years ago this week, on the 19th of November 2019, Tottenham raised a few eyebrows when they sacked their manager Mauricio Pochettino after a disappointing start to the season. His replacement was Jose Mourinho. And it was 54 years ago this week, also in football, on the 19th of November 1969, Pelé scored his 1,000th career goal at the age of just 29, playing for his beloved Santos against Vasco da Gama in front of a partisan 80,000 strong crowd at Rio de Janeiro's Maracana Stadium. Would you say he's the greatest footballer of all time? I know I would. Another goal to tell you about in Isthmian North. In the game between Walden Tiptree and Bury Town, Bury have equalised a minute before half-time. It's now one apiece in that one.
Join B Fibre today. Reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it's Mandy Cullen here, and if, like me, you love your 70s and 80s tunes but are fed up of hearing the same tracks on your radio, then you absolutely need Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers in your life. We play the songs from those decades that simply aren't played enough, and all the tracks we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me every Saturday between 6 and 8pm for Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM.
When you're a boy.
98 FM.
More goals to tell you about in the football. The first half-time scores are coming through as well. In the National League, it's now Rochdale 1, Aldershot Town 1. Keohane equalising for the home side a couple of minutes before the break. Meanwhile, in League 2, it's Stockport 1, Colchester 0. Carl Wooten for Stockport, a minute before half-time. So a blow for the Ewes and their new manager, Matty Etherington. And also in League 2, it's Forest Green 2, Grimsby 0. Carl McAllister, a minute before the break for the home side. Half-time in the National League, it's Kidderminster Harriers 0, Dagenham and Redbridge 0. The FA Trophy, it's Gloucester City 0, Braintree Town 0. In the Isthmian Premier League, Hornchurch have taken the lead on the stroke of half-time in their match against Potters Bar Town. It's Nathan Bertram Cooper scoring for the Urchins. Just to run through the half-times that have come through so far, the other half-times. Brightley Sea Region 1, Ipswich Wanderers 1 in the Isthmian North. National League, Barnet in second place, 0. Gateshead, 0. FA Trophy, great first half for Redbridge away to Hereford. The Motormen are winning that tie by a goal to 0. Isthmian North, Maldon Tiptree 1, Bury Town 1. That is now confirmed as a half-time score. League One, one of only two fixtures taking place in that league this afternoon, is goalless at the break between Stevenage and Lincoln. Couple of half-times from the National League. The games between FC Halifax Town and Wealdstone and Woking and Oldham are currently goalless. Is Denny Woking currently looking for a new manager after they sacked Darren Sahl last Monday following a 2-1 defeat away to struggling Oxford City. Elsewhere in the Isthmian North, Grays Athletic and Neil Brentwood Town Neil is a half-time score. A few from League 2, Mansfield 1, Newport 0. Stockport 1, Colchester 0, now confirmed as a half-time score, as is Sutton United 0, Tranmere Rovers 1. Two from the National League, Dorking 1, Borehamwood 0, and Ebbsfleet 0, Oxford City 2. They are half-time scores. In the Isthmian Premier League, Hornchurch 1, Pottersbarth Town 0 is now confirmed as a half-time score. Got a few from League 2, Goldies between Accrington and Wrexham, and between Barrow and Crawley, it's Harrogate Town 0, Swindon Town 1, they're all half-time scores. Chelmsford City, they are 1-0 up at Harbour Town, thanks to a seventh minute penalty from Callum Jones, and that is now confirmed as a half-time score. Also in the FA Trophy, no goals so far at Parkside at half-time. It's Aveley 0, St Ives Town 0. Canvey Island 1, Chesham 1, that is a half-time in the Isthmian Premier League. And it's half-time at Roots Hall in the National League, where it's Southend United 0, Chesterfield 1. Let's take a break now for Kate Bush. This is Rubber Band Girl.
Yeah.
times in the football. League 2, Forest Green 2, Grimsby 0. Gillingham 1, Salford 1. In the National League, it's Solihull Moors 0, Maidenhead United 1. All of these half-time scores. Also in the National League, it's Rochdale 1, Aldershot 1. And Eastleigh 1, Altrincham 0, and finally for now, York 0, Hartlepool 2. Those are all the half-time scores that have come in so far. In the racing, meanwhile, I have the result of the 3:30 at Cheltenham. First in our race was number 1, Springwell Bay, 85 to 40 favourite. Second was number 5, Gynami, priced at 4 to 1. Third was number 7, Tiger Jet, priced at 22 to 1. 9 runners in that race. And the last race of the afternoon at Weatherby, the 3:39. First was number 2, East Street, 9 to 1. Second, number 5, Bestrician, priced at 20 to 1. Third was number 1, Southern Sam, 15 to 2. 9 runners in that race. Ready Steady Bow, number 4, was 94 favourite, but unseated its rider. One more half time from the National League. Bromley 0, AFC Fylde 0. League 1 at the break is Blackpool 2, Shrewsbury 0. And it's all over in the Euro qualifier between Armenia and Wales. And it's finished Armenia 1, Wales 1. Armenia out of the qualifiers. They will not be going to Euro 2024. And that means Wales' fate is no longer in their hands. Ladies' news coming up soon after we've gone back 59 years to November 1964. 59 years ago this week, this one was in the top 10 for the Kinks all day and all of the night.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.